This came across my desk. I love this thing. Let's talk about this for a second. So I'm going to call it Thought of the Week. I didn't write it. It's not my words, but I'm going to share it with you. A guy named George Bernard Shaw once said, and think you can read it while I'm talking about it here, we don't stop playing games because we grow old. We grow old because we stop playing games. That's really cool. I mean, most people on the phone, I don't know what your experience level is versus meaning your calendar, birthday. I don't know how old you are. But when I was growing up, when you were 50, you were done. You were cooked. It was over. Our parents were 50. Holy cow, the game's over. Thanks for coming. But now we all know that's not true. Now we all know that 50 is not the end of the game, and 60 is not the end of the game, and 70 is not the end of the game, and 80 is not the end of the game, and holy cow, 90 is not the end of the game. We see 90-year-old people swimming, the aerobics classes, Zumba classes, bowling, golfing. We see people in their 90s really churning up the water. And what do? We pay attention to them, and we say, holy cow, look at those people. Aren't they cool? Because they're going. They keep going. It's like the Energizer Bunny. These older people, they keep going. And we notice that. We stop and pause and say, how cool is that? And we see an old couple holding hands, and we all go, wow, how cool is that? Well, what this guy's saying is that he's more stunned, as we should be, not with the older folks keep going, but with the younger folks who are stopping, the 30s and 40s who are stalled and stunted, and they're just satisfied with what they're doing, and they're not trying things, and they're not failing, and they're not trying to get out of their comfort zone. Those are the people we should stop and notice and say, well, holy, isn't that sad? Not the 90s who are going and going and going. It's the 30s and 40s who are stopping and stopping and stopping. That's a very cool way to look at this thing, I believe. Is that you, let me go to the next slide here. When you learn new things, test new ideas, and produce new work, new stuff, you're exercising far more than the fitness trainer. Too many people feather a nest. We get comfortable and then sit in it. And then we sink in it, whereas it should be temporary shelter. What's next? What's next? What's going to happen in our 70s? Where are we going to go in our 80s? What are we going to celebrate in our 90s? That's what we need to be thinking. Not only as your clients go after those people, but you. What kind of vibes are you giving off? Are you on your way to your 90? You have 30 years to get to 90. I got to hurry. You know, this is cool. I'm having a good time. Are you having a good time? That's my question.